On Tuesday, politicians, dignitaries and journalists gathered at Prague Castle to witness another change of guard. At midday on Tuesday, President Václav Klaus appointed a new centre-right government made up of the Civic Democrats, the Christian Democrats and the Green Party.
Vážený pane předsedo vlády, vážené ministrině, vážení ministři, dovolte mi, abych vám k dnešnímu jmenování...
President Václav Klaus there congratulating the new cabinet. The three-party coalition is Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek's second attempt at forming a government since the last general elections produced a deadlock in the lower house 7 months ago. The first, a minority Civic Democrat cabinet, failed to win a confidence vote in the lower house in October. His second cabinet now has 30 days in which to ask the lower house for a vote of confidence. But will it fare any better than the first? A question Daniela Lazarová put to political analyst Petr Just.
We have to take into account that this government is officially supported just by 100 members of parliament, it means just by one half. Therefore, if there are some chances, they are usually said to be half to half. However, I would still be a slight optimist, very slight optimist, because I think that recent statements of former prime minister and former chairman of Social Democracy, Miloš Zeman, that the Social Democrats should at least negotiate about possible tolerance of this government. So I would probably increase the chances to 50.1%. So this is kind of maybe curious percentage, but I think I would be a slight optimist after Miloš Zeman's statements.
But the party leader, Mr. Paroubek, has ruled out any talks on tolerating or supporting the government. So do you think it would be one or two rebels in the party who would support it? Is that what you're thinking?
That would probably be this case. Probably some of the members of parliament elected on a ballot of social democracy would probably be absent during the vote of confidence. But I still think that there is a chance Mr. Paroubek will talk to Mr. Topolánek. The question is whether this will be an official negotiation or whether it will be just a non-formal talk. Everything is open, and the situation as we witnessed for the past 7 months is quite unpredictable. So I think we should wait for a final statement, and maybe we should wait for the confidence vote, because probably those rebels would express their views on the day of confidence vote.
Assuming that the government does win its confidence vote, is it capable of implementing reform?
This is another question, and this is much more complicated question, because even if there were some social democrats that would support or tolerate the government at the beginning, I think that the possible reforms or reforms set by this centre-right government wouldn't be acceptable for them. So in case the government wins a confidence vote and starts to implement some reforms, I think this will be much harder task for them, and this might be the reason for end of this government, because Mr. Topolánek, if I remember well, promised that they will connect each reform law with a confidence vote, and according to our constitution, if cabinet connect some law with a confidence vote, and if this law is not passed within 30 days, then the early elections take place. So I think this would be a step to early elections, which are still priority for ODS, for the Civic Democrats, according to their party convention.